弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
还有在家里面网上一起敬拜的弟兄姐妹，你们这一个礼拜都过得好吧？
And same greetings to all of you who are worshiping with us in your homes. How was your weekend?
我们先一起同心祷告。
Let us bow and pray together.
亲爱的阿爸父，我们感谢你在这个分别为圣的主日，我们来敬拜你。
Lord, as we come before you on this day that is set aside to be the Lord's day, we want to come and worship you.
当我们以心灵和诚实来敬拜你的时候，你就悦纳我们的敬拜。
And I believe that when we come before you with truth and with heart to worship you, you will listen to us.
求你的圣灵在我们心里做工。
Your spirit will work in within our hearts.
求你开我们灵里的眼睛。
Lord, may you open the eyes in our spirit.
好叫我们看出你律法中的奇妙。
That we may see the wonders of your law.
帮助我们明白你的真理，活出你的真理。
And to help us to live your word and to understand it and live it in our lives.
让说的听的同蒙造就。
That those who have heard and those who have speak it will be blessed.
祷告交托，奉靠耶稣基督至高的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
人生在世呢，每个人都有不同的挣扎。
All of us have struggles in our lives.
那你是如何来挣脱你的困境呢
？How do you find a way out of them?
那今天和大家分享的题目就是挣扎中的出路。
Now the message that I want to share with you this morning is called the way out of.Of struggle.
我们继续看罗马书七章二十一到二十四节。
Let's take a look at the book of Romans chapter 7 from verses 21 to 24.
保罗说：“我觉得有一个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在，因为按着我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得肢体中有个律。”和我心中的律交战，把我掳去了，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢
？Verses 21-24. So I find this law at work, although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law.But I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at working within me. What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death?
这么伟大的使徒保罗，他都说我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢
？Even such great person like the Apostle Paul, he exclaimed that what a wretched man I am. Who is going to rescue this body of mine?
如果经文就停在二十四节，就惨了。
Now, if the scripture stops at verse 24, it will be disastrous.
但是感谢主，还有二十五节。
Praise the Lord, we still have verse 25.
这里说二十五节说感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督，就能脱离了。这样看来，我以内心顺服神的律，我的肉体却顺服罪的律了。
Verse 25 says, "Thank God through Jesus the Messiah, our Lord, because with my mind I myself can serve the law of God, even while with my human nature I serve the law of sin."
保罗在说什么呢
？What is Paul trying to say?
保罗的挣扎是说他的心。他的心愿意顺服神的律，但是他的肉体却顺服了罪的律。
What Paul is trying to express is he is struggling in his life. He's trying to say that his heart wanted to serve God, but yet inside himself, the flesh itself is trying to serve a different law.
所以我们理解到呢，信徒心中其实有两个律嘛。
So therefore, we understand that there are two laws existing, side by side in us.
所以基督徒内心常常是天人交战的。
For that reason, Christians, we seem to have it becomes like a dilemma in our lives.
在你的生活当中有没有碰到这种情形呢？
Have you ever experienced such things in your life?
特别是很大的事情。
Especially with major things.
比方说换工作了。
For example, like a change a new job.
搬家了。
Moving to a different place.
小孩子要去哪个大学啊？
Decisions about children going to which college.
或者出现什么意外的时候呢？
Or there's some accidents that happen.
有的时候我们很挣扎，不知道怎么办。
Many a times we struggle so much, but we cannot find a way out of it.
那我们先来理解一下什么叫做律。
So now let us try to understand what is the meaning of law.
如果我手上拿着一支笔，我的手一松，这个笔就会掉下来。
I'll give you an example. In my hands, I hold a pen, and when I let go of it, it falls.
因为有地心吸引力嘛。
Because of gravity.
但是如果我手上抓的是一个小鸟。
On the other hand, if I am holding a bird in my hand,
我的手一松，这个小鸟肯定会往上飞。
Hands, I'm sure the bird will fly up.
为什么呢？翅膀的力量大过地心吸引力。
Because the wing flaps of the little bird is much stronger than the pull of gravity.
所以对基督徒而言，当罪的吸引力要把我们往下拉的时候呢，我们就需要来依靠圣灵的大能，如鹰展翅上腾。
So when sin is trying to pull us down, we Christians must learn to depend on the power of the Holy Spirit, so that we will be like wings of like eagles that soar on wings.
我们要深信圣灵的大能是远远超过罪的诱惑的。
We must be convicted and believe that the power of the Holy Spirit is stronger than the temptation of sin.
感谢神，那在我们里面的是比那在外面的更大。
We must believe that what dwells within us is greater than what is outside of us.
当我们有这样确信的时候呢，我们就不会害怕仇敌的攻击和诱惑。
When we have that kind of strong conviction, then we will not have to worry about what is going to attack us.
只要我们相信。我们愿意顺服圣灵的带领，自然就能够靠主有一条出路。
As long as we believe in the power of the Holy Spirit, it will guide us and open the path for us.
保罗这一段讲的是在对基督徒讲的。
Now Paul is preaching to a group of believers.
所以有人说，得救也不是太难，但是信主以后要过一个得胜的生活。有一点难哦。
Well, someone will come in and say, well, being saved is not that difficult, but after we are saved, leading a life in the future will be difficult.
保罗在他内心的挣扎中学会一件事，就是单靠他自己是不行的。
So Paul has learned a precious lesson in that passage is that just by depending on himself alone, it is impossible.
所以基督徒必须要学会懂得如何靠圣灵靠主。
Therefore, all Christians must learn how to entirely depend on the Lord.
举例说明吧。
Give an example.
如果一个人在河里面划船。
If someone is waiting in a boat.
特别是当他逆流而上的时候，肯定非常吃力嘛。
Especially when he tried to roll.Against the tide,
就算他力气再大啊，常常是进一步呢，退三步。
So no matter how strong his strength is, even when he tries to roll against the tide, he will be like moving one stride ahead and falling back two steps.
像他那样费力的划船，永远也没有办法到达目的地。
No matter how strong he tries his best to row his boat, it will be very difficult for him to reach his destination.
但是如果他用的是一艘帆船，就大大不同了。
But if he used a different boat, a sailboat, it will be different.
他要做的工作就是一定要把那个帆给拉起来嘛。
What he needs is to pull, is to raise the sail.
如此就能够让圣灵的大 风力大无穷，把这个船推动了。
And then let the wind from the Spirit blow him forward.
你就必然在你的挣扎当中有出路了。
And even though you still struggle, still in the midst of your struggle, you will find a way out.
其实很多弟兄姐妹都有这样的经历吧。
I'm sure a lot of brothers and sisters have this kind of experiences.
无论你碰到什么样的挣扎
，No matter what kind of struggle that you are in，
有的人他挣扎的时间很长，有的很短
；Some may struggle for a long time, some may not。
有的人他在里面的煎熬啊很深，有的人比较浅
；Some may have been deeply felt in his heart, some may not be。
但是那个关键就是你要懂得去顺服圣灵的带领。
But the key is to understand that you need to obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
当然，平时你跟圣灵、跟主的关系就有相当程度的密切了。
Of course, that bring into the picture that your relationship with the Holy Spirit must be very, very close.
你才能够敏锐到圣灵是要怎么样的来带领你。
Only then will you be sensitive as to how the Holy Spirit will guide and lead you.
接下来，请看罗马书八章一到六节。
Let's take a look at Romans chapter 8, from verses 1-6.
保罗说：“如今那些在基督耶稣里的，就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律，在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的。”神就差自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案，使律法的义成就在我们这些不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。第五节，因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，注意哈，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事，体贴肉体的就是死嘛。体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
Romans chapter 8 verses 1-6. Therefore, there is now no condemnation of those who are in union with the Messiah Jesus. For the Spirit's law of life in the Messiah Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law has was powerless to do in that it was weakened by the flesh, God did. By sending his own son in the form of humanity, he condemned sin by being incarnate, so that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not live according to the human nature, but according to the Spirit. Verse 5, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh,But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. To focus our minds on the human nature leads to death, but to focus our minds on the Spirit leads to life and peace.
第一节就提醒我们，凡在基督耶稣里的就不再定罪了。
Verse 1 reminded us that for those who are in Christ Jesus, there will be no condemnation.
当然，如果你看第三节，知道那是耶稣基督的十字架释放了我们。
That if you look at verse 3, then you understand that it is Jesus Christ who have released us, who set us free from sin.
当然，还有赐生命圣灵的律释放了我们。
Also, it is coupled with the Spirit that gives us new life.
帮助我们脱离罪和死的律。
That will help us escape from sin and death.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们得到一个结论嘛。
So the conclusion is,
就是基督徒绝对可以靠着圣灵的能力不去犯罪。
Christians can refrain from sinning by the power of the Holy Spirit.
同意的人请说。
If you agree,
Amen.
Amen.
这个非常重要。
This is very important.
那么怎么操练呢？
So how do we practice such teaching?
就是在平常生活当中，我们首先要 管理好自己的思想嘛。
So in our daily life, we must first learn to properly manage our thoughts.
啊，这个PPT 有很清楚的给我们看见要管理好自己的思想。
Well, we must first properly manage our thoughts.
我们的眼睛、耳朵每天会接受很多很多的信息啊。
Every day, our vision and our hearing is bombarded by a lot of information.
所以我们要学习分辨、归纳和整理。
So we must learn how to distinguish them, to sort them out.
只有合乎圣经原则的，我们才接受。
So we must only accept those that is according to the Bible, to the biblical principles.
凡是不合乎圣经原则的，我们通通拒绝接受。接受。
The rest that are not according to the teachings of the Bible, we discard them totally.
那个意思是我们要有一个警觉，我们里面的系统很敏锐的。
So we have to have this behavior of self-consciousness in us.
我常常告诉我自己，不该想的就不要去想。
I always remind myself that things that we should not be thinking about, we will not think about it.
你看看上面有很多那些暴力的电脑的影响年轻人小朋友。
We all realize that on the World Wide Web, there are a lot of very violent computer games that seriously affected the brains of many.
有一些悲剧，就是那些小朋友、那些年轻人一直吸收、接受、领受那些暴力、那些可怕的画面信息，以至于有一天他会做出来。
And then because of all their mind will infiltrated by all those violent acts, eventually a lot of youths will be brainwashed by those.
还有那些色情的影片。
And there's also a lot of explicitly sexual messages.
诱惑了很多人，包括基督徒，甚至传道人在内。
It has attracted a lot of people to go and watch them, even people like pastors.
所以我们理解到，就是有另一种形态的网军，他们每一天。都在散发不同的消息来影响世人。
There are a lot of people out there in the internet that is trying to disseminate a lot of information, bad information.
因此，今天作为基督的精兵，我们就要先学会管理好自己的思想吧。
Therefore, as soldiers of Christ, we must first learn to properly manage our thoughts.
你自己可以决定什么该看，什么不该看。
You must know how to distinguish between what you must see and what you must not see.
什么可以听，什么不需要去听。
What you can listen to and what you must absolutely not listen to.
圣经也劝勉我们不要做糊涂人啊。
But even the Bible has reminded us not to be foolish.
所以我们需要从上面给我们的智慧嘛。
Therefore, we need to receive the wisdom from above to guide us.
这样我们才不会掉进黑色网军所设计的陷阱中。
It's only by such means and ways that we will not fall into the trappings of the internet.
这就是为什么正确的教义如此重要。
And for that reason, the right doctrine is of utmost importance.
因为只有神的话能帮助我们如何取舍。
For only the word of God will help us and guide us in that manner.
我们看一个下面的一个图表，就是教义加上操练等于成长。
Doctrine plus practice equals growth.
弟兄姐妹，属灵的可怕就是让你没有察觉到。属灵征战的可怕，就是让你没有察觉到它是一个征战。
Well, the danger about spiritual warfare it is that you are not even aware that you are in its midst.
诱惑你的时候，让你不觉得这是一个诱惑。
And when it tempts you, you don't even realize that you are in the midst of temptations.
很多人都已经知道了。
A lot of people knew that.
就是现在的高科技公司加上心理学家早已掌握住你的爱好和习惯了。
With a lot, there are a lot of IT special companies. They, with the help of some psychologists, they send a lot of incorrect information.
你常常看的是什么？他都知道。
What you are browsing in the net, they also know that.
然后他会一步一步的引导你嘛。
And step by step, they will mislead you.
顺着眼目的情欲，你就不知不觉地跟着他们走了。
Unknowingly, you fell into your lust and follow them.
有心人策划的网络宣传可以大大的影响人们对经济还有疫情的看法。
Are you aware that there are people who have knowingly plan their website in such a way that they can affect your view on the economy as well as the pandemic.
特别是年轻人
especially the youth,
很容易相信一些美丽的谎言
They can easily fall into these trappings and believe in all those beautiful lies.
所以从属灵的角度来看，这都是撒旦的诡计。
Well, from the point of view of spiritual warfare, this is the attack from Satan.
圣经说得好，撒旦是说谎之人的父。
The Bible has this saying, Satan is the father of all lies.
这是很可怕的事情。
This is really dangerous.
所以我们必须要警醒，常常祷告，多多恳求。
Therefore, we need to be on the alert all the time, and we pray consistently.
只有按照圣经的原则去判断，我们才能够靠主站立的稳。
And we must always base on our judge on our decision based on the biblical principles. Only then will we be able to be victorious in the Lord.
大家都同意的，就是基督徒的灵命不进则退。
We all know that the life of Christians, of believers, is that if we don't move forward, then we will fall backward.
所以我们真的要常常的互相鼓励，认真的追求神的话。
So it is important that we must encourage one another, and together we learn and study God's word.
还有更重要的，就是你要活学活用，用在你自己的生活当中。
And even more important is that once you learn those teachings, you must use them, apply them in our lives.
如此，我们才有力量来得胜这个世界嘛。
It's only in that way that we will be able to have the strength to become victorious and overcome this world.
我们才有力量能够得胜罪恶嘛。
Then only will we have the strength to overcome sins.
请听雅各对我们说，在四章八节。
And let's listen to what James says in chapter 4, verse 8.
你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
Come close to God, and He will come close to you.
请问谁先主动？
Who initiated this?
你嘛。啊，神先主动啊。再读一遍，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
Read that carefully. Come close to God, and He will come close to you.
我再说的仔细一点嘛，每一个重生得救的基督徒都有圣灵内住。
Let me repeat that. Every born again Christians have the indwelling spirit in us.
为什么罗马书那里提醒我们说不要消灭圣灵的感动呢？
For that reason, the book of Romans tells us not to disintegrate the prompting of the Holy Spirit.
不要让圣灵担忧呢。
Do not worry, don't allow the Holy Spirit to be worried.
为什么圣灵常常用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告呢？
Why does the Holy Spirit always continually pray for us?
那可见有两种基督徒嘛。
That means there are two kinds of Christians.
一种是很少主动的去亲近神嘛。
There are those who rarely take initiative to reach out to God.
很少祷告，很少读经，很少服事，很少关心别人嘛。
Well, they rarely pray, they rarely read the Bible, and they rarely be concerned about others.
还有一种基督徒是非常想要亲近神，如露渴慕溪水那样的渴慕亲近神。
Yet there's another type of Christians who really hunger for the word of God. They want to be in prayers, and they want to reach out to others.
所以雅各在四章八节这里说，你们就是我们亲近神，神就必亲近我们。
For that reason, James in chapter 4 verse 8 says that the people, Christians, come close to God. Therefore, and then God will come close to Christians.
那有人会问说，那我怎么样可以亲近神呢？
Well, then someone may comment, how am I going to get closer to God?
那么雅各书的四章八节的下半节就有答案了。
Well, the latter part of verse 8 gives us the answer.
四章八节说，有罪的人呐、啊，要洁净你的手；心怀恶意的人呐、啊，要洁净你们的心。
Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
在这个应许之下，大家都勤于洗手啊。
Well, during this time of the pandemic, I'm sure every one of us is washing our hands.
啊，你看这个图片哈。
Look at that image.
这个图片做得很好。
This is a great picture.
那这个就提醒我们，哇，这么多病毒，你最好洗干净啊。
It's a very vivid reminder that we better clean our hands.
我们邱弟兄还有一个洗手七招。
And Brother Jack has put out these the seven important steps to cleaning your hands.
啊，这个父母可以教小孩子真的把手洗得很干净。
Parents especially, you need to teach you educate your children to cleanse the hands properly.
作为基督徒，我们也需要常常用神的话来清洁我们的内心。
As Christians, we should always constantly use the Word of God to cleanse our hearts.
在每天生活中做一个守洁心清的人嘛。
And always, as Christians, we must always come before God with a cleansed heart and purified heart.
这是消极方面。
This is the more passive way.
就是一旦你察觉到有不好的意念，赶快丢掉，不要去想嘛。
So when you first realize that there are some things that you are not supposed to be thinking of, you must get rid of those.
积极的方面就是你多多思想神的话。
But optimistically, we should always spend time thinking and about God's word and learning from it.
诗篇第一篇那边大家都很熟悉的啊，如果一个人昼夜思想耶和华的律法，这人变为
The psalmist has always reminded us that those who constantly ponder upon God's word day and night, God will bless them.
最近我看到这个中信杂志有一篇分享。
Recently, I was watching a testimony from one of the Christian CCM magazine.
他讲到一个年轻的女孩呢，她过去常常喜欢刷这个她这个朋友圈里面的很多消息。
And I read about an article that mentioned about this young lady who loved to swipe her phone and wasting her time on subjects like food and a lot of other interesting things.
所以她每天花很多的时间呢、啊，在看这些美食啦、美景啦、美车啦、美房啊。
And as she spent a lot of her time wasted on those things like food, cars.Homes, etc.
在这个看的过程当中，他就产生了很多的羡慕。
So she began to be envious about all those things.
而且会产生嫉妒。
And eventually it developed into jealousy.
为什么他认识的那个女朋友长得那么丑，竟然找到一个开豪车的男朋友了？
Well, sometimes you think, why my this girlfriend of mine, who's not as beautiful, found a wonderful boyfriend?
她心里就不平衡了。
Well, her inside her heart, she began to feel imbalanced psychologically.
甚至她会产生一个恨意，就是恨那些过得比她还要好的啊，她那些朋友的那个情况。
And as she watched along, she felt that those who fared better than her in life, she began to develop this, this what they call a hatred in it.
她里面不知不觉地会产生一些意念， 说为什么她可以住豪宅，为什么她的房子那么阔气呢？
And she began to resent those. So how come they are living a better life? They are living a bigger house.
她这一种嫉妒怀恨的心是没完没了。
So her heart was buoyed up by all those jealousies and envy.
更可怕的是她不自觉。
And even more dangerous is that she did not even realize that it was happening to her.
但是感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
长话短说，当他认识主以后呢，神的光就照进他的心里面了。After
she came to know the Lord personally, God's light began to enlighten her life.
当圣灵的大光照进他的内心以后，And
when the light of God shines into her life,
他才发现他过去浪费了很多的时间，都在看别人的生活。She
suddenly realized that all those past years that she spent watching other people's life is just something that belongs to them, their lives.
其实很多都是表面的这些虚荣，很多的浮华。
And most of those are just vanity.
靠着圣灵不断的光照，他才明白现在的他必须要一个新的生命。
So with the help of the Holy Spirit, and God's light and enlightening her life, she realized that now she needs a new life.
她就靠着祷告，靠着读神的话，就能够把以前那些不虔信的念头通通赶出去。
If relying solely on the reading of God's scriptures and also on prayer, she began to get rid of all those bad habits.
结果呢，神的爱就在她里面越来越多了。So
finally, she realized that the love of God began to multiply and grow in her life.
她分享到说，她现在有空的时候，偶尾还是会看看朋友圈的。Well,
she shared that sometimes she still go into those website to look at some of the friends.
但是和以前的最大的不一样是什么呢？But
there's a difference.
她学会了为她的朋友祷告。
She has nowadays she learns how to pray for her friends.
而且一有机会就在她的朋友圈当中来分享她认识主的经历。
And when the time permits, she will share her testimony with her friends.
现在的她把每一天都看成是神给她的礼物。
Now she looks upon every day as a gift from God.
她做见证说每天都活在神的恩典。 平安和喜乐当中。
In her testimony, she shared that she passed every day of her life with joy and peace.
这个见证正好印证了罗马书8章的5到6节。
Her testimony truly reflects the teachings found in Romans chapter 8, verses 5 and 6.
8章的5到6节这里说，因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事。 随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事，体贴肉体的就是死嘛。体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。Romans
8 verses 5 and 6, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the spirit set their minds on the things of the spirit.
不可否认的，我们都有不同的挣扎。
Well, we cannot deny that every one of us struggle in lives.
我知道很多家庭的小朋友到现在还没有办法上学。I
realize that a lot of families still have kids that cannot go to school.
父母同时都要上班的，还是要工作的。Yet
the parents have to continue to work.
还有的人有身份的问题，有财务的问题，有跟你老板关系各式各样的问题。
And there are difficulties like because of the status of their state in the United States, and those who have because of financial problems, everything.
但是你的挣扎肯定有出路的。
But I'm sure whatever you are struggling through in life now, there will be a way out.
就是学会来依靠圣灵，顺服圣灵。
That is to learn how to follow, obey to the guidance from the Holy Spirit.
鼓励你每天多一点时间安静在主的面前。
So I encourage you to spend a little bit more time before the Lord to meditate.
让自己沉淀一下。
To calm yourself down.
安静在主的面前，渴慕、追求、等候主的带领。
Calm before the Lord yourself. Calm yourself before the Lord, and so that you can learn and spend time in His words.
你知道主是何等爱你。
I'm sure you know that God loves you very much.
他是何等乐意要帮助你出来。
He is very happy to help you.
但是你要有一颗亲近他的心嘛。
You have to possess a heart that is going after the Lord.
我们要一同成长。
We must grow together.
在这个疫情之下也有一个好处。
In this time of the pandemic, there is an advantage.
因为帮助我们省思嘛。
It helps us to slow down and so that we can think deep.
帮助我们不断的调整嘛。
Help us to set things right.
有没有可能明年的情况，无论是政治的情况、社会的动荡、疫情，可能更糟呢？
Might there be a possibility that the economy, the pandemic, or even the finance of the economy of the country might get worse?
有啊。
Yes, of course.
你和我现在就要准备好。
So you and I, we must all begin to prepare now.
我们所依靠的乃是我们的主。
We depend solely on our Lord.
因为他是我们的磐石，我们的山寨，我们的力量。
Because He is our rock of salvation. He is our fortress.
无论多大的艰难困苦，我们都不害怕。
No matter what difficulty come before us, we have no fear.
因为那在我们里面的圣灵比那在外面的更大。
Because the spirit that indwells in us is larger than that is outside of us.
我们不要害怕撒旦的攻击。
Let us not be fearful about the attack from the Satan.
圣经里面多次提到我们要刚强壮胆。
Bible tells us constantly that we should strengthen ourselves.
效法保罗的心智。
We should learn to emulate the hearts of.
忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
If let us forget about the past, let us move ahead so that we will focus on the future.
当你寻求神的时候，你必定在挣扎中看见神给你开路。
Learn that even though we are in the midst of the struggles, you can see that there is a way out that the Lord has prepared for you.
因为万军之耶和华是在沙漠中开道路的神嘛。
Because our God is one who opened a stream in the desert.
你相信吗？
Do you believe?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们谢谢你将罗马书八章摆在我们面前。
Lord, we thank you that you put the book of Romans chapter 8 in front of us.
我们把每一位在挣扎的弟兄姐妹、福音朋友带到你面前。
If we bring every brother and sisters and our friends and families in before you who are in struggle.
求你纪念你从亘古以来的慈爱和怜悯。
Lord, we pray for your mercy on them.
你垂听我们的每一个祷告。
That you will listen to each one of our prayers.
你的圣灵在我们的里面带领我们。
May your spirit continue to guide us.
指引我们当走的道路。
To show us.The path that we should proceed.
我们愿意完全顺服圣灵的带领。
We want to come before you and completely follow you.
我们谢谢你的恩典。
We thank you.
祷告感谢，奉靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' precious name. Amen.